Hey everyone, in this podcast I am going to read the blink of today, that is the 40-day sugar fast. Introduction. What's in it for me? Give up sugar to get closer to God. A jilted suitor reaches for a pint of ice cream. A loving grandfather hands out cookies to his grandchildren. An anxious worker scarfs down a candy bar as she races to meet a deadline. These scenarios are stereotypes, but they serve to illustrate a deeper point. Sugar is empty in more ways than just calories. For too many people, it serves as false cheer or artificial comfort. Relying on sugar to help us through pleasure and pain can actually damage more than just our teeth. It can distract us from what's truly important. In this blink to Wendy speaks the 40-day sugar fast, we will explore the idea that the only true substitute for any earthly pleasure or distraction is the word of God. Through a series of sermons, you will learn how a sugar detox can bring you clarity and understanding, and help you live a richer, more spiritual life. Chapter 1. Sugar, a false savior to the bored and sad. It's mid-afternoon on a dull Wednesday at the office. Yawning, you glance at your watch, still 2 hours left in the workday. While in search of coffee in the break room, you see that someone has brought in a plate of brownies. Nice. You grab one, fill your coffee cup and settle back to let that spike of energy carry you through the rest of your day. Here's another scenario. Your best friend asked you to be her maid of honor, but planning isn't really your forte. And now, the bridal shower is just 2 weeks away. You have just gotten off the phone with the bride's pushy mom who called you yet again to check on your progress. Stressed, you head straight to the kitchen for a bowl of ice cream. Or maybe it's your daughter's graduation day, a celebration with the whole family. You put in an order at the best bakery in the town because how can you celebrate without cake? See a pattern here? Whether we are wallowing in our lows or soaring in our highs, all too often we reach for sugar as both a cure and commemoration. But can that cookie, candy or ice cream really cure your boredom, your anxiety, your depression? And is it really the only way to celebrate? You don't need this blink to tell you that sugar won't just not fix those ailments. It will create a host of other health concerns. Past hunger, anxiety and boredom lies the real abyss, an emptiness that can't be filled by anything corporeal. This emptiness can only be filled by a spiritual cup. Only by replacing sugar with the word of God can you truly address the root cause that caused you to turn to sugar in the first place. Undertaking a 40-day sugar fast is an excellent way to commit to that process and rediscover the true source of joy. Setting the detox ground rules. You have made the important decision to jump in and commit to a 40-day sugar detox. Now, let's get into what that actually entails. When you will schedule your fast, ideally, don't pick a time when you have travel plans, big family events, or are hosting out-of-town friends in your home. You want to reduce the potential for confusion and not place added temptation in your way. Another question. How exactly will you define sugar? Will you just cut out candy, chocolates, cake and other sweet treats? Or will you take it one step further by refusing anything that includes sugar or high fructose corn syrup? Think ketchup or certain seasoning as well. Will you keep stevia or monk fruit on hand to sweeten your morning coffee, or do without completely? How about carbs such as pasta or bread, which contains sugar and will break down into sugary substances in your body? Will you find ways to substitute those through these 40 days? There's a lot to think about, but the key here is to relax. There are no formal rules. It's your detox and therefore your personal decision about how you want to structure it. Once you have drawn up the ground rules for yourself, go through your pantry and home and clean out the items you have decided to avoid. Stock up on the nut butters, dried and fresh fruits, and lots of seasonal vegetables. A word of caution before you start. Be careful not to turn one obsession into another. In the process of eliminating after-dinner sweet treats, it may be tempting to dive deep into cookbooks and social media in search of sugar-free alternatives. But the idea isn't to replace one kind of dessert with a slightly healthier one. Instead, the goal is to dispense of that need altogether by filling yourself up with healing spiritual comfort. Faith, the most powerful weapon in your arsenal. If you have read the book of Joshua, you will know the triumphant story of the Battle of Jericho. While journeying in the search of their promised land, the Israelites encounter an obstacle, the walled city of Jericho. A man with a sword appears to Joshua, telling him to take off his sandals because he is standing on holy ground. Joshua then follows God's commands to lead the Israelites around the city once a day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they walk around the city 7 times and then blow their trumpets. At the sound of the horns, the walls collapse. The battle is won and Joshua rejoices. Now, what does this have to do with a sugar fast? Well, the Battle of Jericho is a lot like our battle with sugar addiction. Joshua takes off his sandals because he was on holy ground. What if you thought of your body as a holy ground that was worth protecting and fighting over? The average American consumes 150 to 170 pounds of sugar annually. That's an enormous amount, the equivalent to drinking 4 sodas a day for a year. What's your nemesis? Knowing what you are up against will help you face your enemy clearly, whether it's your morning cinnamon bun, 4 p.m. Dr. Pepper, or after dinner piece of chocolate. If that mountain of sugar is the enemy and your body is the battlefield, consider your weapon to be your faith in God. After all, that faith got Joshua through his battle. It can help the walls of your addiction come crashing down as well. As you wage this war, you may feel discouraged, cranky, and irritable and snappy. But look to Joshua once again. As soon as the walls of Jericho came tumbling down, Joshua celebrated. Even before he set foot in the city, he knew he had won the battle because he trusted God to help him see it through. Celebrating your day victories with the same faith will help you stay the course.